I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Why did you say that then?
I understood that reference.
Forgot about my new toys. Let's go.
I'll have what she's having.
Three.
Okay.
Go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Geek Newsy number...
Yay!
Insert number here.
Now's the time to seize the day.
Okay.
No, that, nobody.
As everybody,
nobody.
As you guys
really?
Recognize Neri's voice.
I'm joking. Really? You guys call the Newsy and not one person has sung anything from Newsies yet?
No, Lewis did.
Yeah.
Lewis,
but you guys looked at me like I was insane. Like you didn't know exactly what I was doing.
Well,
what
your other BFF, Christy, is obsessed with Newsies.
Wasn't Lewis in Newsies?
He was
a Newsie.
It's Newsie number 9, by the way.
Oh, there we go.
Geek Newsie.
Thank
Newsy,
you.
Newsy.
See, you're so helpful.
I know.
So helpful.
Research department.
As you might. Okay, so my name's Jeff. You
Hello,
know me
Yeffy.
From this and many other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. We've also got David.
Howdy.
We got two special guests today.
What?
We've got Vanessa and Stephanie from
Hola.
Mamas and Merlot.
Hello, Liv.
The successful podcast.
How you doing?
AKA the Sugar Mama podcast.
Sure. A whole 17 cents that we earned in our first quarter.
That's right. I'm proud of you guys.
And
hey,
that's
it's
too,
17
baby.
More
Christy.
Cents than they've earned.
That's true. This is true.
Actually.
I take it back. That's my gut.
Actually,
don't make me start hooking.
We have to pay to keep the podcast
exactly.
up.
You
so we're made.
You guys are negative.
And I'm in we're in a lot of podcasts. We're super
I just have the one and it's hosted for free. So.
As we've done our new format that it seems like all our listeners like, we're going to do the Geek Newsy as a separate from the mountain, which this week's mountain is going to be of the best Disney attractions, either current or of days past.
And also Disney attractions from
other
the globe.
Part. Exactly.
Yes. Around the
but
globe. So
the
if you've
caveat
been,
is that you can't
you
have just
to.
Read about it.
Right.
You have to have been
you must,
on.
You have to have experienced
the attraction.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And not on YouTube.
Correct.
Right.
Because I've been
I saw the new Pirates.
Yeah.
I saw the new Pirates on YouTube. That shit looks crazy. The one in Tokyo. Shanghai. That shit looks nuts.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that Tron.
Two different countries. Tokyo and Shanghai.
Thank you.
Japanese
I corrected myself.
Yeah, I know. Racist. Anyway. All right. So first bit of news.
fuck you.
Listen,
you're
on our podcast.
I was going to defend it.
That's right.
Yeah, but you're outnumbered, so.
And I wear the pants and neither at home or on this podcast, so, you know.
We count for 2.5 votes.
Whatever
each,
you say, babe.
Okay. Anyway.
Hey, one of us might be pregnant. You don't know.
Oh, we're not.
Oh, please.
Nobody's
oh,
pregnant.
Please.
Nobody's
Neri,
pregnant.
Neri just had a shit attack
nobody's
on the ship.
No one's
what
pregnant.
What the shit? What the fuck?
No
Pause.
One's pregnant.
Nobody is pregnant.
Nobody is pregnant.
I will drink
please
tequila
be a girl.
To prove
please
it.
Please be a girl. Please be a girl.
I promise
drink
you.
Tequila. I will drink tequila to prove it.
I promise you I'm not pregnant, so we're good.
You want some tequila? We
sure.
Prove it.
Bring it on.
Please pause while
insert the one sound there.
Insert the
write it
sound.
Down.
Hey, guys.
I'm not going to do that.
With the
welcome back to the news.
And let me tell you about the news.
I read about this thing.
All right. Fuck this guy. All right. So, first bit of news. We'll get to E3 because that was the big thing that happened this past week. But
huge. It was huge.
Huge. But this came up and I absolutely just love the headline. Joel Schumacher officially apologizes for Batman and Robin.
Well, it's about goddamn time.
He straight up, he had an interview with Vice and apparently it was a really long interview.
Mm-hmm.
And he straight up said, look, I apologize. I want to apologize to every fan that was disappointed because I think I owe them that.
Okay, good. All right, I'm good now.
So he came out and he said that Val Kilmer did that Michael Keaton had walked away because he was like, no, the script is shit.
Forever. For Batman Forever, you mean?
Forever
was first.
Well, no, it was okay.
Kilmer
wait, no.
came in.
Hold on. Yeah.
Batman and Robin was Clooney.
Right. No. I'm because it's like he admitted he got a couple with Warner Brothers over the sequel, despite knowing another film was not needed. Had batting average of 1,000. This isn't the article. There's another article that I found. But there was an article that he actually said that it might have been Kilmer. Here it is. I found the article that I was talking about. So he
normally having things prepared ahead of time helps.
He said, "Don't listen to what's good, then, guys, because we had one thing prepared and then the middle
what's
of
good
it.
What's good?
I mean, what's up, bro? Sorry,
we were not on fart. What's
no,
good.
No, listen to what's good.
Yeah, but listen to what's good because it's fantastic. So he said that he almost made another Batman movie after Batman and Robin.
Oh my
God! Another fucking torturous 2 hours that we're never going to get back?
And he had met with Nicolas Cage to play Scarecrow in that.
I just would have liked that.
See, Nicolas Cage is like nuts enough to like do the Scarecrow thing.
I think he would have been fantastic as Scarecrow.
He's
skinny.
Fucking insane.
I would have wanted... I really want to see what would have happened with the Superman movie that Nicolas Cage was supposed to
the
be.
The Nicolas Cage with the giant spider?
Vito.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vito.
That turned into Wild
nope.
West.
Right.
Because right.
That worked out.
Yeah, no.
I love it how he's like, you know what? No.
No.
All I had to say was giant spider.
That's
Wild
right.
West.
No.
This is what I was talking about. I'm sorry. You were right. Explained why George Clooney replaced Val Kilmer.
Okay.
That he said, in his words, the script sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And Clooney needed a paycheck, clearly.
Yeah, and Michael Keaton refused to do Batman Forever. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Michael Keaton refused to do Batman Forever because he said it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kilmer chose The Island of Dr. Moreau over doing another Batman movie.
Okay.
Which,
I mean...
I like The Island of Dr. Moreau, but it's not really a critically enjoyed film.
I mean, look, my thought on Schumacher's Batman is I don't think Batman Forever sucks as hard as people make it out to. I think that there's a lot to like about it.
But this is Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I know.
Right, okay.
But I'm just talking about Schumacher's Batman in general. There is a bit of nostalgia there.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Because even as a kid, I think...
Remember, you have to disagree with everything he says. You're
right.
You're the science.
You're right. You're the science.
I'm the nice one.
I think the story in Batman Forever is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totes.
But where it gets bogged down is, I think, and as much as I love him, is Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, that Two-Face is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. And then, like, all of the things that Schumacher brought to it that kind of maybe sort of almost worked, he just, like, he amplified it for Batman and Robin. That, like, over the top, you know, and not that the Tim Burton ones weren't over the top, because they were, you know, but, like, that neon look.
Right.
The
crazy silver and black suit.
Like. Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do with that. Like, everything about that movie sucks. Steph and I watch it to laugh at the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, if you watch it now, on top of it, like, just not holding up at all, because it's, like, just not...
It didn't hold up when I was in theaters.
Right.
Right. I think of everybody in that movie, like... Schwarzenegger as Freeze made the most logical sense. I think that if you were to you were put him in that role in like a more serious version of Batman, he would actually probably be pretty good.
Chill out. I see. I'd say,
hey,
if
I was like 8 when that movie came out, and I really enjoyed it at the time, so whatever.
Correctify me, because it's been forever since I've seen
correctify
the movie.
Me.
Okay, correctify.
Because you said Tommy Lee Jones. It is.
Yeah.
It is. But Tommy Lee, was that Batman Robin?
Batman Forever.
That was Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Because that's where I got, I just had a, because I, all the garbage combined.
Right.
Because I loved Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Yeah, he's great.
But I don't think that portrayal necessarily, like he did the Riddler right.
Yeah.
It's the way that they presented him. Mm-hmm. He was going off the script.
Right.
I wasn't a huge total fan of. But I think, given the right thing, he could have been in a... He's made for the Riddler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I agree.
Listen, good actors get shitty scripts all the time.
Yeah.
And not even a good actor can save a shitty script, so...
Yeah, Will Smith and Wawa was.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Kline.
He was Lovelace, right?
I happen to really like... Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen it since I was probably 12, so
I'll tell you what the best thing about the Wild Wild West was.
When I never had to watch it again. No, I'm
just kidding. There's one thing that was better than that, than never having to watch it again. Huh?
Boops. Salma Hayek's ass?
Even
better. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not better than Salma Hayek's ass. Sorry.
Slow your roll.
So the second best thing about Wild Wild West was the barbecue onion whopper that they brought out in Burger King.
Did you go to Burger Wild King Wild to West. Get like the little sunglasses?
They were super cool.
Oh my god! So one last.
I loved everything about Wild Wild West except the movie.
My brother, shocking. I'm sure you're gonna find shocking. Was like super obsessed with that movie.
I am shocked.
The king of shitty taste. Like my brother has terrible taste in movies. Like no my brother comment. Will watch the same shitty movie 17 times back
in a row.
Like
he like a child.
Yeah, but like, I like. Exactly. But I like.
My
I like shitty movies.
27 years old.
I can. But I appreciate them as shitty movies.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
No. He thinks that they're good.
Oh, okay. I appreciate because to
there
me
there is a certain level of appreciation for shitty movies when you know that they're shitty and you watch them anyway because they like they're fun.
Right.
No. He legit thinks that these shitty movies that he likes are good.
Most of the horror that I like, I know that it's not good.
Well, right. horror is the genre of shitty movies.
It depends. That's not. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street was not a shitty movie.
Not every horror movie sucks, but there's a lot of them.
It's tough to say that because it's very much developed over the years.
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that. I think that that's a stigma.
I don't know. Why do we have 12 fucking Saw movies, bro?
Well, not that's because they were cash cows.
Not all of them are good.
Oh, no, the first one was the best one. Yeah. But one more thing I wanted to mention. So he did discuss the bat nipples.
Okay.
And this is his quote. By the time Batman Forever came around, rubber molding had become so much more advanced, so I said, let's make it anatomical and give photos and gave photos of those Greek they wrote status, but I'm guessing it was statues. Yeah. And those incredible anatomical drawings you see in the in medical books.
So was there a Batman dick that we just didn't see?
The bat cock.
That would be nice.
Now,
and he thought that was cool.
Is Batman overcompensating for something, or is Batman like
Batman is probably overcompensating.
I'm Batman.
I don't know, bro.
No, I think he's overcompensating.
Of course he is.
So who's the one in the Justice League Bruce Wayne that's got the biggest dick? Superman's an alien, so the average on Krypton might be vastly...
Does his penis size be affected by Earth's yellow sun?
maybe not the size, but maybe
also
maybe the strength of the erection.
Oh my!
Yeah, I would have to think that Superman would like
Martian Manhunter, bro. That dude's
you.
A brother.
Oh,
that guy's a brother.
Right.
Oh, I was gonna say the Black Green Lantern too.
John Stewart.
Of course you were.
Or Cyborg. Or Cyborg. If he got to keep the penis in the accident.
And Vanessa just left. Vanessa just walked out of this conversation.
Vanessa's like, I'm out.
She's like, I'm fucking done with this. This stupid ass conversation. Okay.
What about it? You don't want to talk about superhero penis?
Sorry, it's a little warm in the room.
So
that's because we were talking about superhero penis.
Yeah,
okay, so a couple other things. So I wanted to talk about this because all four of us that are here went to go see the new Mummy movie.
Yes, yeah. We did. We went on a BFF date.
Yeah, we went on a BFF
I have
date.
Thoughts.
So one thing I wanted to bring up because I keep seeing articles.
FOMO's a bitch. What?
Saying that FOMO's a bitch. I keep seeing all these articles. Yeah, you were just such chicken shit through the movie.
And you were just, I am.
FOMO's a bitch. I wanted to stay. FOMO's a bitch. But it.
I understand
a lot of,
Christy now.
A lot of article or outlets are putting these derogatory articles saying, well, even though people it sucked, it's doing this because overseas it's doing phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's doing really well overseas.
A lot of not great things do really well overseas though,
but
that's
I don't think it was
overseas not- people have no taste.
Well, no, I
but it
know,
wasn't a bad
I think
movie.
Also that there's also like, and especially in Asia, in China specifically, which is where most of these monies end up making their budget back, is because the Chinese are like fascinated with American culture. So anything that's American, like they eat it up. So I think that has a lot to do.
I think that does have something to do with it. However,
there's also just more people.
It's doing very well domestically too.
It's not doing as great. The problem also is it's going up against Wonder Woman, who's blowing everything out of the water. So they're comparing it, you know. But
Wonder Woman
on my boob.
But like the thing is, so we all saw The Mummy. Yes. We all saw it together.
Yes,
I know. That myself, David actually said he liked the movie.
I enjoyed the movie. I would even go so far as to say I really liked it.
And I enjoyed the movie.
I won't say I loved it. I got to see it at least another time or two to really, you know, kind of figure it out. But I think there is a lot to like about this movie. It's not my favorite version of The Mummy.
No.
I'll take the 1999 Brendan Fraser one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at first, and then the 1932 Boris Karloff one, and then this one.
Well, see, I didn't see any of the other mummies. I've only seen this one. That needs to be rectified. And I liked, I'm okay with that. I like this movie.
But they aren't scary.
The Brendan Fraser one is not scary.
No, I know.
And I think that's why people hated this. But you said you liked it?
I liked it. I had to pee the last like 45 minutes and I didn't want to get up because I wanted to see what happened.
That's a success.
That's a good
sign.
So
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I didn't think it was... I mean, my you know, barometer for shitty movies is it wetter than Showgirls?
It's not two girls, one cup, so we're good.
It was better than Showgirls. I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't
it
like
was
a well.
It was better than Showgirls without any nudity. So that's a big thing.
It wasn't. Look, it wasn't like it's not the most well made. You're taking pictures of your tits.
To send to the girl who
I
made the shirt.
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
I know.
At least I'm wearing a shirt. All right.
That's true. That could have been
people like Stephanie. Oh,
I don't want to look over now and confirm that you are wearing a shirt.
I am wearing my shirt. My shirt is.
I'm gonna look you right in the eyes, Dave. I'm not looking at anywhere else for the rest of this.
I wanna know who love is. I want you.
I'm gonna block out my peripheral vision like a horse.
Okay, that's fine.
Jesus Christ. It wasn't like a great movie. Like I don't think the writing was good because Tom Cruise is a pretty decent actor, and some of those lines he was delivering was like it was painful to watch some of the or to hear some of those lines or whatever.
I can see that.
And so, just I don't think the script was great. The special effects could have been better.
I agree. That I agree.
I do agree with that.
The mummies were kind of.
I wanted a Mr. Hyde. Like I did not.
Well, spoilers. Oh, hey.
Spoiler alert!
I didn't say who's playing him, so you don't know. But anyway, I wanted an actual. Why we're talking about it?
Oh well, in her defense, they have come out and said.
I had no idea that.
I'm trying to defend you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to defend you, BFF. Sorry. They did say that he was playing Dr. Jekyll.
I didn't know that going into the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So,
but I wanted, like you told me, it's like I wanted League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Giant Red Hulk.
I need like a clear distinction between Henry Jekyll and Edward Hyde.
And right. But that's a problem that you have.
Because I like
a problem
it.
That everyone else has. Because not every version of Jekyll and Hyde has him being...
In my head, they do.
And like I said, so that's a problem with you because my favorite Jekyll and Hyde, which is the 1960
of course
Hammer
is.
Film,
can you?
it was the non-color
something current. No.
Has Hyde as a very suave, sophisticated gentleman.
No, that's not.
Hyde
is a fuckboy.
That's two podcasts this week where the word fuckboy has been
used.
Well,
that's two out of three. We'll make it.
There's gonna be four Shiver could happen. But there's no fuckboys.
I'll drop a fuckboy.
There's no fuckboys though.
I'll find a way.
You have no faith in her.
I have faith. I believe.
Because I called you out.
But I liked the rendition of Hyde.
I did dug it.
There's that what's that movie from the 70s that they just did a TV show? Time After Time, was it?
Yes, or
time.
Something.
Or Time...
Timeless.
No, it's not Timeless, but it because Timeless is another show.
That's I thought that's the one
you... No, because there was a movie from the 70s that they redid as a TV show, but it bombed the TV show now.
I also want to say that this season... the first half of the season of Once Upon a Time had a Dr. Jekyll mystery because they introduced Dr. Jekyll at the end of last season.
Well, no, but this one, what happens is that H.G. Wells is real. Oh, he is real anyway. But he created a time machine. He really did create a time machine.
Yeah.
And that's how he based his novel on. And Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, or no, it was Jack the Ripper. I'm thinking totally different. That was a totally wrong path that I just went down. But it was Jack the Ripper.
Oh my God, I can't remember the movie.
I think it was Time After Time or something.
I think it is Time After Time.
But it was Jack the Ripper, so I totally went on a tangent.
I'm going to look it up now because the director, God, it was Nicholas Meyer.
Yeah, Nicholas Meyer, of course.
You're so lucky you're hot. writer and director of Wrath of Khan.
Ah, okay.
Sure, Jan.
You're going to get the wrath of Khan today.
Here's my thing with, ooh, that's what with Mr. Hyde.
That's a penis joke.
My opinion, and this is probably why I didn't have like a great, I didn't love Hyde, Jekyll and Hyde thing, is if you're going to start this new universe of the Universal Monsters, like make him a monster.
Yeah,
don't
he
just
was.
Make him veiny he was. And like change his like gray
okay,
skin
so
tone.
Psychologically, he wasn't a monster.
No, I want a
what
monster.
What he was willing to do in
I
that movie.
I want an actual monster. But
the, okay, that is a problem. Like I keep saying, that's a problem with you. Your expectation.
And that is your opinion.
Your expectation was something, and they delivered something that was different. But he was still a
when
monster.
When you say Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the first you a monster comes to your mind.
No,
like,
a
I'm
monster
not...
comes to your mind.
Okay. I can see both.
What I'm saying is don't let your expectation of what Hyde should be get in the way of enjoying another good rendition of Hyde.
I also don't... I'm not a huge fan of that actor.
Okay, and that, well, we is, can already, that is ultimately your
okay,
problem.
It's Russell no, Crowe, guys. Really, we're talking about Russell Crowe.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, it's Russell fucking Crowe.
Okay, well, I just want to say, because this is like
oh,
the
yeah,
one...
Oh, yeah, talk, please.
Male,
hi.
Please? Yeah,
welcome
please.
To the podcast.
I'm just going to... I just. This is what I do. I just sit back and let people go, because whatever. I, after now watching Wonder Woman twice, mm-hmm. do not like that fucking Tom Cruise has to save the day and little blonde girl's lying in a puddle dead. That really made me mad.
I was excited because I hated her.
Why?
She, spoiler alert, by the way, she dies.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, bro. She
we
kicked
have to
some
put a
ass.
Big spoiler
huge
alert
spoiler alert
of this episode.
But
she could have kicked more ass. I want more.
Instead of being
girls.
A naggy, stupid caca face,
she kicked ass in the library next to Hyde.
Yeah, but they barely.
I also don't love that the villain was like some psycho jealous chick either.
Yeah,
she wasn't a psycho.
Well,
chick.
She was.
She kind
of
was.
She was jealous of the fact that she wasn't getting power.
But that's not really jealousy, is it?
Yeah.
Well, but that was her driving force.
She was something
force.
That was taken away from her by...
But that's not jealousy.
Something that was taken away from
she
her
She was jealous
man.
Of the child.
Yeah.
Of the
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, but she killed the child, but they...
Spoiler alert.
We already said there is a shit ton of spoilers because nobody is watching what they're saying.
She's...
Get over it.
She's a strong, empowered woman who took destiny into her own hand.
A lot of coffee really fast.
I can fucking tell.
Is there more coffee?
I drank a lot of coffee. I love it. I drank a lot of coffee really fast.
Really fast.
I did like 6 lines of cocaine.
You see how a lot of little shots could get you fucked up really quick? That's a callback to what's up, bro.
I didn't say that it didn't. Just
I've experienced that. I once bought una colada for all the people at work.
No, we're talking about alcohol.
Well, yeah, no, because
because
I had asked them in the what's up, bro, and you guys should listen when it comes out
next week.
Next week,
actually, by the time this is out, the what's up, bro, will already
okay.
Know.
No, we were talking about that. I back in the day, I used to play the 100 minutes where you would drink, take a shot of beer for every minute for 100 minutes.
Okay.
And she was like, well, that doesn't seem
it's
like
just
a lot.
Beer.
But
it adds up, yeah.
It adds up, and you're taking
we
quick
even did
doses.
Math.
We did
yeah.
math.
And we did the
math.
Math, and it was like almost, it was like a gallon of beer.
It was
beer.
Like a gallon and a half of beer.
In an hour.
Wow.
So, okay,
your story checks out.
An hour and 40
I said
minutes.
That. Your story checks
well,
out.
Either way, I once bought a colada for everyone at work, and no one wanted.
So I had to drink
it. So I had to drink
was
it myself.
Was it Miami? Because
yes, it was.
Bro,
it was. This
who
was,
fuck turns down a colada?
This was at Sylvan.
The
this
size Sylvan. Ratio versus the colada,
am
you were probably jumping
have to
off the ceiling.
Name?
Dude, my heart
shit.
Felt like it was... Listen.
I am bleeping dick.
I am bleeping.
Full disclaimer, you can't hold this against me because you don't know who the fuck is talking. I've done a lot of coke in my life.
Oh, Jesus.
All right?
We don't know who's talking.
And
we just introduced you at the beginning of this episode. There's two guys and two girls.
You haven't done a lot.
There's a 50-50 chance you're going to get it right.
It's and not Jeff. In case my new employer is listening.
It's
not
your
me.
Your employer is listening, you dumbass.
I have never, ever felt my heart jump out of my chest the way I have when I had that entire colada myself. I seriously felt like my heart was bursting through my chest like a xenomorph.
The song at the end of this episode needs to be Cocaine by Eric Clapton.
Or, no.
I was going to put Wild Blood.
Yes. Yes, please do that. Okay.
Well, I'm going to write down.
Spoiler alert, the end of the song is going to be Wild Wild West because we're doing great on the spoilers. But I think it got more shit than it should have.
Yeah, agreed.
I agree. I don't think it's. I don't think it's.
It's not bad.
It's not the worst. I mean, there's definitely. I mean, Showgirls is worse than this. So well, I mean, there's definitely worse movies out there. I don't think. But I do understand what they're saying that if you wanted to kick off this new dark universe, this wasn't the way to do it. Like, the movie, if you wanted to do the mummy, that's fine, but it needed to be... If you're trying to draw in the attention of the crowd and get the crowd that is going to be interested in MCU and DCEU, which is clearly what they're doing with all the, clearly what all these studios are doing by making all these extended universes, is you need to bring in, you need to make your first one, like, you need to hook people in, and that's,
it needs to be an Iron Man.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's not doing that.
I think the problem is something we've discussed before, Dave, excuse me, about the fact that a critic's review will make or break
a movie.
Destroy it.
For sure.
Like, I think
it's at 17% rotten.
I went into it with zero expectations.
That is way too
Then again, like, the original Ace Ventura is like 20%, I think, or 24%.
Have you seen the movie? And I think Nary's made this point.
The original Ace Ventura?
Totally.
Nary's made this point before. That, like,
you're about to kick me out of my own house?
Get out!
The internet has, like, kind of ruined the film industry also. Because if you hear about, like, even when you go back and hear about, you know, trouble on set or whatever, reshoots and whatever, people are, and you hear about it because it's being reported, like, on Twitter 30 seconds after it happens, people get the idea of, like, oh shit, something bad happened, so now they're gonna have to go try to go fix it, and now it's gonna suck because it wasn't, like, originally what they wanted, and right, you know. So,
well, you know, listen, I think for me, the movie,
it was fine.
It had me laughing when I was supposed to laugh. It scared me when it was supposed to scare me.
Scared me
I
a lot.
Scared
I felt. I was,
well,
like, yeah, Vanessa.
Vanessa, and she, like,
there were a couple,
like,
good
times.
Jump scares.
Vanessa, you know, went to go, and I'm doing air quotes, pee when the trailer for It came out.
Oh yeah.
Because I told Stephanie, I was like, I have made it this far without seeing that trailer.
I told her, I'm like,
and we were close.
I told her, I'm like, do you have to go pee or something? She's like, yes, I do.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna go pee.
Bathroom. I don't know, man. I think
worked out well.
I think this movie was good. I think people have to give it a shot, give it an honest shot.
Yeah.
And
don't go in expecting the Brendan Fraser mummy.
No, it's not that. And don't go in expecting the Boris Karloff mummy either.
Right.
Because
a lot of people
do that shit.
Nobody's gonna do that.
No, a lot of people did. A lot of people, they're fans of the monster genre.
People expect. Yeah, the Universal Monsters has a large following. I'm not talking about, like, a little niche.
It's a huge following.
It is a huge following, and I personally think that this is a very good mix of the comedic adventure stuff from Brendan Fraser's series. I think it's a good mix of the more moody, atmospheric.
Well, yeah, because the guy from New Girl, isn't it?
And yeah, Nick.
I love
he's
him.
Funny.
Nick.
He was fantastic.
He was great.
He was really good. You know, and
well,
then you've got that dark, you know, horror-esque adventure of the Karloff stuff. It's you know, and the Lon Chaney stuff, because everyone forgets that, you know, Lon Chaney was the mummy in three movies.
There are also boobs in this movie.
Boobs.
Were there tits?
Yeah.
I didn't see any tits.
Not,
what the,
like,
hell were you guys looking
not
at?
Not overtly, like,
I mean, they weren't in your face, but when she's, like, naked and the demons, like,
oh, yes,
her,
yes, yes.
They
yes.
do, like, a side shot.
There was side boob. There was good side boob.
There's a difference.
Yeah. How did I call out the boob and you guys
There's
didn't call
difference.
Out the boob?
So
I'm sorry. I was enjoying the cinematic adventure.
How crazy is that? The two guys didn't remember that there was massive side boob.
Super inappropriate.
It wasn't massive.
No, I
wasn't massive.
No, I don't mean massive.
It was average.
The size of the breast was massive. I mean, it was a massive shot.
It was a massive shot.
All right. Next topic.
E3.
Well, one last thing.
Okay. Bottom line, E3. Mummy needs more girl power.
There we go.
Period. Let's go.
Actually, a couple things. Because
I loved her.
This came out 3 hours ago.
That chick is in everything, like, lately,
and,
though.
And deservedly so, because she's
Atomic Blonde.
Awesome.
I want
Atomic Blonde looks really good. And she's in that, too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
And her name is Sophia.
She was in that trailer.
Yeah,
she was.
Oh, yeah.
This came out 3 hours ago. So Justice League reshoots are happening right now.
Oh, it's going to suck.
Wait.
I'm kidding.
Hold on. Because they're adding more Wonder Woman. Going more in depth into Wonder Woman.
And
it's going to suck because the chick's getting more screen time.
Right, that bitch all the screen time she deserves.
I know, I'm
referencing 10 seconds ago when I'm talking.
Thank you. I know that.
And of course,
that's why when you said that, I was like, perfect segue.
They should just
are going
call
on.
It Wonder Woman and the Justice
Wonder
League.
Wonder Woman.
Esa ti va eso muchacho.
Wonder Woman featuring the Justice
yes.
League.
Yes.
Yeah. They're doing a bunch of more reshoots. Like
and Joss Whedon is at the helm.
He's taking over, yeah, for Snyder.
So he's going to be directing these
reshoots.
He's not, I don't think he's going to be credited as director.
No, they said that they already had a lot of the stuff planned out. He's not
just
changing.
Executing.
He's executing Snyder's vision.
And he did say that he was going to try to stay in the same style as Scott Snyder,
the wrestler.
I was gonna say Scott Snyder, who's a DC Comics writer.
Right.
Zack Snyder. I mean, and obviously you want the movie to have a coherence through the film. You don't want it to be like, oh, well, yeah, I can tell this was a scene that they reshot.
Like the one scene in Sin City that you can absolutely tell which one is the one that Quentin Tarantino shot.
Yeah.
But so there's
also the best one.
So they're saying that it's significant reshoots, and it seems like they're going to include some flashbacks because the stuff we are seeing in the photos taken in Bedfordshire, England, have World War One props, and they include old buses, cars, and a glimpse of a German fighter plane, like the one Chris Pine's Steve Trevor was flying in Wonder Woman.
We're gonna get more Steve Trevor,
so he might come back.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So it looks like they're beefing up her role in the movie.
I know.
So let's talk about E3, because I was going to talk about, well, I can just mention this. John Wick, they're getting a TV show.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be called The Continental, and
Is
Christopher Walken going to be in it?
Hey, Christopher Walken.
Would you like some champagne? Please, don't go. My little dough idea.
I fucking love Christopher Walken.
You still haven't gotten your mail. I don't know how it ended up over here.
You broke your wife. Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, please don't laugh.
Error.
Oh my god, I love Christopher Walken.
Laughter.
So much.
Exterminate. Laughter.
Failings.
Exterminate.
Failings.
Laughter.
Failings. Emotions. It's gonna be called The Continental, and they said it's gonna probably just be revolving around stories of the assassins.
That's so cool.
In that world, and Keanu Reeves is set to appear as John Wick during it. So
that's awesome.
It's probably gonna be a prequel series because they have said that the third is gonna be the last in the John Wick trilogy.
Okay,
that they're writing right now. So
I like it, man. That's awesome.
He's such a dick.
Es mucho bueno.
What a dick.
That's a Neri foot.
What is it?
Did a he tequila post bottle. It?
No, we drank tequila.
Oh, you drank tequila?
But he photoshopped himself into our shop.
Why not? Why not? That dreamboat. He's a dreamboat.
Because nobody else has their face.
Well, yet, because I haven't recorded yet.
God damn it, Jeffrey.
I want my face everywhere. I want to be the star.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. just wait till Friday. I'm fucking sober right now.
Sweet Mother Mary. Oh, so pretty.
Let's talk about E3 real quick.
Yes, let's talk about
it. How long have we been going on this already?
32 minutes and 10 seconds.
Holy shit. Okay. E3.
It happened. Video games
and done. Shit. So the girls are super excited about this.
Yay.
What was your favorite part of E3, Vanessa?
Well, look, I will say this. I've been waiting for a Kingdom Hearts trailer. I've been waiting for Kingdom Hearts. I care very little about video games. There's like a handful of them that I really, really care about.
Right.
Kingdom Hearts is one of them. And right. I've been waiting for a Kingdom Hearts trailer for like 8 years.
Right.
And it looks like it's going to be great.
Yep.
And I'm super excited about it.
Yep.
And that is all.
I know what you're super, super duper excited about that Nintendo announced.
There's a lot of things that Nintendo announced that I'm really excited about. There's a lot of things Sony announced that I'm super excited about. The first thing I want to mention is the Microsoft, the Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they're marketing this thing to.
I think it's a super fail.
It's
$500.
It's $100 more than the PS4 Pro. And I mean, it's got more processing power.
Yeah, it's the most powerful console that's gonna have come out. That's gonna come out.
Right, until someone outdoes it. But
you're famous.
I know, I'm on cosplay fame.
You're on cosplay fame today.
COSPLAY.
I love the goofy in the background. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Nice but touch. It's $100.
I'm scrolling down and I'm like, I know that bedroom. Oh wait.
Whoa.
I've been in there. God damn it, Steph. Relax.
Excuse me.
Look at this.
Christy and I were in there one of the times that you guys were all
okay.
Having that.
Jeff, I guess you and I need to go into my bedroom.
We were in your bedroom the other day.
Yes, we were. It was fun. We saw toys.
We tried on fedoras.
We did.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding.
I know totes, you're not.
We totes tried on fedoras.
No, they're not kidding.
No, I know you're not kidding.
And not on this head.
Oh.
So I it's
that's literally you make those, massive.
It's what?
Big dick.
I was gonna say it, but you said it for me.
Poor, rest your throne.
Thank you.
This happened throughout what's up. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
And now you're here.
And now you're here so in the flesh, so to speak.
Well, not quite yet.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
if we break out the tequila, maybe.
That's not a maybe. Tequila and I are not friends.
As that song goes, the tequila makes my clothes come off. Makes your clothes come off. In this case, Dave.
Hey, fine.
But I was gonna say the Metroid games.
Okay, so I don't have a 3DS.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna buy one just for one game. But that Samus Returns looks fucking awesome. It looks like Super Metroid, and I'm fucking stoked about it. If I have someone with a 3DS who can lend it to me so that I can play the game,
I think I have a 3DS.
I will totally borrow it so that I
see, because I have a physical thing that you can borrow to play a game that you want to play.
I done goofed.
That's news.
But Metroid Prime 4, oh my god, I've been waiting for this game for years.
Yep.
Steph, no, you. Did you play Metroid Prime with me? I have a feeling that you and I played quite a bit together.
No.
We were waiting with anticipation.
Ah.
Nice.
I know shit.
Yes, you do.
I was really excited with PlayStation with the Shadow of the Colossus.
Super stoked for that.
Loved that game, and now that they're remastering it for PS4.
Again.
Totes buying it.
Yeah, that's
Anthem
definite.
From BioWare. That's the game I told you about that I showed you with the looks like the cyber thing. That looks really cool. BioWare can be hit or miss, but that game looks really cool.
That's
Vanessa singing in the back.
God of War, of course.
The God of War trailer.
God of War looks awesome.
That
it
Mario
totally does.
Game,
oh my God, I'm so
that
excited.
That Mario game, Mario versus the Rabbits.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like from Rayman?
Yes, they're getting a crossover game.
Shut up.
Yes.
Okay, I really shut up.
I really did. I was like, oops.
My bad. Mario Odyssey looks incredible.
Mario Odyssey is another great one.
The two Nintendo things, because we didn't really get to see anything for...
right.
We didn't get to see anything for Metroid Prime 4.
No, just the title.
The Yoshi game looks fucking sick. It reminded me of Yoshi's Story.
Right.
For Nintendo 64. And the new Kirby game looks fucking awesome,
and
too.
And the new Wolfenstein, the new order.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Murdering some Nazis.
Oh, yes. I'm a huge Wolfenstein fan.
And they announced there's going to be a Pokemon RPG coming to the Switch.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are into that. It's supposed to be like a classic.
There's going to be a co-op
Pokemon
prison break game called A Way Out that's going to be come out by EA. My favorite trailer, though, that I saw the gameplay was the new Spider-Man game.
That looks good.
It looks like the old, what was it, like 2000, was it 2006? It was the one Spider-Man game that was like really, really good, the open world one.
Yes. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I don't remember what year it was, but it looks like it's going to be like that.
1783.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. E3, there's a lot of stuff. That open world pirate game.
That looks so good.
That a lot of people are complaining because they said it's basically the Assassin's Creed system from Black Flag, the ships. I loved that. That was my favorite part. Black Flag was one of my favorite of the Assassin's Creed games. Even though
I didn't play it. The last one I played was 2.
Well, Courteously. Thank you. I had a brain fart.
It went to the one I expected more from.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Holy shit!
Sorry.
Fuck, Steph.
Shots fired.
Jesus Christ, blah, blah, bro.
Blah. Sorry.
God. That he lent me Second Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which is the one in England.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Love that one. I was playing it now this morning.
I've played bits and pieces of all of them.
That's another one that they announced. Origins. That's going to be in Egypt. It's going to be the original Assassin's.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh, cool.
There's going to be a $900 collector's edition. $900 collector's edition.
That better not make its way into my house.
Yeah, that's not coming into my house.
Making its way into my house.
The last cool Assassin's statue. Creed game I bought was two.
You could buy for $900?
Excuse me? How many what?
Succulents.
Oh. I was like, well, in Singapore. In Thailand.
They only heard the first part of that word and they were like, I'm in.
That word was too long.
But yeah, so, but there's a lot that happened at E3. I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah.
That's, we've gotten pretty long on the Geek Newsy, so I just, that's it for the Geek Newsy.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for listening.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Thank you, Vanessa, for all your fantastic input.
That's what I'm here for. Monday to Friday.
So you can check out all the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. Mount Geekmore, what's up? What's good? Mamas and Merlero. Merler, what's up, bro? Cosplay Fame.
Zeroes on Heroes.
What's good? Shiver and House of Heal. I think that's all of them.
I think, yeah.
And then one that we haven't announced yet.
Yeah, but it's coming.
It's coming at some point. But so thank you guys for listening to Geek Newsy, and that's how...
Keep things bye. Cheers.